Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be your host for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us tonight. We've got a really great show planned for you tonight. We seem a bit distracted. I guess that's because we probably are just a little bit. But nevertheless, we're ready to go live with you as we are now. If you joined us last week, we had a very good show last week, which I tend to think that most of our shows are pretty good. We spoke to a show being about rekindling the love in your relationship, and it pretty much came across because we were doing something on the lines of Valentine's Day. So if you're one of those who tend to enjoy the Valentine and the season and all of those things, then, you know, that's what that show was pretty much about. Tonight we're going to be talking about things that you should know before you divorce. So if you're just joining us, you will really want to even catch last week's about rekindling, because they sort of tie into each other. Last week's show ties into this show, and this show will tie into some upcoming shows. We're going to just take a moment to pause just for a second to allow some of our technical difficulties to catch up. So we're going to be silent for probably the next 10 seconds just to allow some technical things to catch up. Okay, thank you. We're back. All right. As I said, we've got a good show planned for you, and I hope that you all are telling your friends and family about our show, because I think that it's a show that can benefit a lot of people. And from time to time, I have heard other people mention things to that regard. You can also listen at drjessewalker.com by simply calling 347, going to drjessewalker.com or Dr. Jesse Walker Inc. Either one of those will get you into the show. Of course, you can always listen to any of our archive shows, and that will also get you there. Before you divorce, things you should think about. A lot of people actually make emotional decisions. They tend to jump out there on a limb and make these emotional decisions and rush into a divorce, and only to discover later that it's a lot of problems. I think one of the biggest challenges that people have when they rush too soon, even that's with a breakup and you're just dating, when you rush in too soon, and you have this situation, I think what begins to happen is you tend to still have emotional baggage that you're carrying. And that baggage can last with you for a lifetime if you have not found resolve. You can let's say, jump out of that marriage or jump out of a relationship because you were emotionally upset. And I think that that's what leads a lot of people to saying, you know what, I'm done with this. If it's not on the grounds that I think that if it's not abuse, physical or mental abuse, and it's not infidelity, I think that marriages can survive. I really believe that. But if your significant other has an interest outside of you, I think just the thought of that interest can lead one to having displayed some alienation of affection for you, and which means now they're placing their affection to someone else. And that in itself, of course, can be challenging. So, I mean, who wants to be in a relationship with someone who's in love with somebody else? I don't know anybody in their right mind would want to just sit around and, you know, think in terms of, you know what, let me just see and hope that this person will come back to me. You know, hopefully their love will be rekindled at some point in time to me. I don't know if that makes any sense, because while you're waiting, it almost seems like you're just waiting for that individual to use you. And then even with that, that could be temporary. Because when a person's heart is somewhere, I find it's very difficult. Very difficult. You can still be mad at the person. You still not like them at the moment. But when you're hooked on loving someone, and I'm talking about not just loving them, but being fully in love with someone. When you are in love with someone, that is a very hard thing to break. And when you make an emotion, and I'm pretty much giving my food for thought at the top of the hour, top of the show, and I think that's some of the things that we'll do in the upcoming shows as well. When you find yourself being in love with someone and you make an irrational, emotional decision to break up in that relationship, when you do that, you're doing something in terms of acting on emotions with something that could ultimately come back and haunt you for the rest of your life. I've known countless people that have been in this predicament. They, out of emotions, they decide to break up. And it's not constant fighting all the time. It's just every now and then, but the emotions become so intense on both parties or one party that one person just has this fit, and they decide, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm really done with this. And I can't take it anymore. And so they make that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. And the other person may find themselves being calm because they're not sure if you're going to actually do that or not. And the fact that they are in love too, they may or may not try to encourage you to, let's talk about this. Or don't do anything stupid. Or they themselves could also turn around and decide, you know what, that's fine with me too. That's fine with me too. I'm tired of it as well. You know, I can't stand you anymore. And so you begin to say things, and you start to attack each other, and you also start to attack the character as opposed to the behaviors. So you're starting to attack this person, and it's like, well, you never do this and you never do that, you know, and you're going at the core of the individual instead of looking at it in terms of the behavior. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you treating me this way? Why are we having this argument? Well, in some cases, if you have not come to a point of resolve in terms of issues that may be leading up to this, then it can get out of hand. And that getting out of hand is what becomes problematic, because you don't address the issues. And when you're not addressing the issues are just going to become compounded. And so it's just like with anything else. If you're a manager of a store and you're just trying to appease the situations instead of maybe going to the core of things, trying to find resolution or a resolve, then it's just a matter of time before things get out of hand. So if my words to you tonight are, if a couple find themselves where they're having these issues and you're not finding resolve, and you think that just being intimate, or you think that just tabling the matter, you think that that's going to cause things to go away. Well, it doesn't work like that. And it's not likely to happen. You're going to find yourself where it gets to a point where it now becomes insurmountable, and then you want to just pull out, because you just figured the emotions are now running high, because somewhere along the way you did not try to address these issues. You just thought that they may get better on their own, or you may have been even praying about them to get better. And I just don't think that that's the way it works, because people have free will. And with your free will, you want to be able to, you know, make your own decision. You may even want the relationship and the other person may not. So when we're talking about things you should think about before you divorce, I mean, this is very serious. And if you haven't taken anything else or received anything from what I've said so far, then please know this. When you make that emotional decision, and it's not for reasons like mental or physical abuse or infidelity, when you go beyond that, and you're just saying, you know what, I'm tired of this person because I'm just not feeling them now. When you cross that line and you know, mental or physical abuse to me also means when your significant other has desires for someone else. That to me is also mental or physical abuse. That's also mental abuse, I would say. When they're depriving you, because it's going to be very difficult for them to love you and love somebody else. It's like serving two masters, like the Bible talks about. You're going to either love the one and hate the other. But that in love thing, that's a powerful thing. And I would just say to anyone, you know what? Be fair to yourself. And be fair to your significant other. If you feel that you are clearly in love with somebody else, and you're trying to spare your significant other's feelings, I can assure you, you're not sparing their feelings. You're not, in fact, sparing their feelings. You hurt. The longer you prolong this, then I think the greater the chances are that it will come back to haunt you. Because, I mean, probably chances are when people are sneaking around, it's exciting. There's no real commitment. And there's no real attachment other than physical attachment. And when there's no commitment, without commitment, there's no real responsibility, no obligation, no expectations. It's just a freebie. That's what it is. But then if you get sick, can that person that you're cheating with come into the open to show that, oh, they're going to claim they love you and are in love with you. But can they come to your hospital bed? Chances are not publicly, because now you're as a group Atlanta Star would sing, I think it's Atlantic Star, would sing the song Secret Lovers. You know, when it's in the open like that, or has to be in the open, then when you need them to be there the most, they can't be there. They can tell you, oh, I'll be there for you, but they can't really be there. And then the question becomes, do they even really want to be there? Because it was just a physical thing. Nobody's trying to get with a sick person. Depends on the severity of your illness. Nobody's trying to get with that. But your spouse, on the other hand, or the significant other that you may be with at the time, they have that commitment. So, you know, the question becomes, how strong is in love versus, how strong is in love versus a commitment? And we're going to do a show on that particular one. In love versus commitment. You see, in love can also be an infatuation. But a commitment is even when you don't like the person. You're not liking them for the moment. You still love them. You're still going to look after their basic needs. You're still going to do the things that you typically do, because you do love them and because you are committed to them. Commitment can sometimes, in my opinion, outlive that erotic love or that eros love, however you want to pronounce it, eros or erotic love. It can outlast that because that commitment is strong, it's powerful. That commitment is, it's like, you know what, I'm here no matter what. I'm going to be by your side no matter what. You know, but when you are in love with someone and you're finding yourself depriving your significant other and you're just traditionally going through the motions or the formalities of being married, you are, I believe, in fact, fooling yourself, because you're just simply wasting your time and you're just wasting your love. Love is, it's once someone said that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And I know that to be true, because when you love somebody and you're in love with them, listen, that is very hard to break. That is very hard to break. And so when we talk about divorcing, things you should know before you divorce, if you are clearly in love with your significant other, or if you have been in love with them, and let's say you're having an affair right now, it's very difficult to understand what you're dealing with, and you're not feeling the love for your significant other because you feel in this other person, the only the physical attributes of this other person. But remember, there's no expectations, there's no obligations to that type of relationship. The question becomes, you know, is that something that you would want? So if you end up getting, if you're out there in one of those relationships, I mean, if you need the person to take you out sometimes, and they're not available to take you out at all, they don't want to do that. All they want is, it's almost like it becomes a sex thing. That's the only interest. It becomes a physical thing. Now, if that's what you're after as well, then you know what? Then you both are perhaps getting what you think you want. But if you're with somebody else, somebody's going to hurt. and I think that you're being unfair, and it's going to come back to you, or it could come back to your kids. Now, do you want that? It can come back to you or your kids, and it can be magnified. And then the pain that you thought you escaped, they can get that pain. And do you want that for your kids? You may want to think about that. Let's go on to tonight's story. That's just my thought. Something you need to think about before you get divorced. Spending a great deal of time on this because I think that this is important. Because if you're out there and you're having that affair, it all seems all well and good. When there's your significant other, you just can't stand them now. They're getting on your nerves. They're getting on your nerves more because this other person gives the appearance that they're enlightening, enriching your life. When in fact, you don't know what else they're doing. And it's just that physical thing. Just physical. And you might look at it as a pacifier. Well, I'm getting what I want too. Somebody gets hurt. And when you inherit their spirit into you, you can find yourself taking on characteristics like that person, and you're not even aware of that. You know, one spirit just jumping into another spirit. And before you know it, you're all messed up. You can have 10, 12 spirits intersecting within you, and you don't even realize that. All because there's a mystery to all of this that people don't realize. Anyway, let's go to tonight's story. Things you should know before you divorce, and this is only part one. Let me give you the start with our storyline for the evening. Our characters are Victoria and Wallace. Victoria and Wallace. Wallace gave up after only 4 years of marriage to his wife, Victoria. For some apparent reason, things became extremely rough for the couple in their first 2 years of marriage. And then in this last year of their marriage, the couple has no children, but have clearly been in love with each other after dating for more than 5 years prior to getting married. They're both in their early 30s and have enjoyed a life together of fun and travel. Unfortunately, the strain of day-to-day routine, including their high-intense jobs, have seriously affected this couple's relationship to the brink of divorce. It's been 6 months since Wallace filed for divorce against Victoria's desire to stay in the marriage, to try to work it out. In his haste to end it over his emotional decision, and she countered with her emotions, he decided to move on with his life. He now has serious regrets as it has come back to seriously haunt him and her for that matter, because he can't take his mind off of the only woman he has ever truly loved, and that is Victoria. And on the other hand, it's come back to haunt her equally as bad because she can't seem to take her mind off of the only man she has truly ever loved. And that's Wallace. Well, it has not been easy for Victoria because she is also head and heels so much over Wallace, but they both have this foolish pride. They both have this foolish pride to not give in to the other. They have both tried the dating scene, but that has been nothing but repeated disappointments. All of the dates they go out on with, it's just a repeat of disappointment. Now, Victoria and Wallace spend a great deal of their time talking to family members and friends about how much they miss each other, but insist that the family and close friends avoid sharing their emotional concerns with their former spouses. Now, here are some of the things that they fail to think about before they divorce. Here's some of the things that they failed to think about before they got divorced. Number one, they failed to realize how much fun they had prior to becoming all stressed out with their current jobs. And we're going to go back. What I would like to do is after I read these to you all, I'm going to come back and just give my thoughts on it. So at some point, we may or may not choose to get to the phone line. But I do want to give my thoughts on this. So let me go ahead and continue. Number two, they failed to realize how romantic their relationship was, even when their friends had no romance in their relationships. Number three, their intimate moments when they could make each other laugh for no reason at all. Number four, the enjoyable little short trips that they would take, simply just these getaways. Number five, the thoughtful notes that they would leave around the house for each other. Those little thoughtful notes. Number six, little surprises that they would often hide with cue notes for the other to find the gift or the surprise. That's got to be special. Number seven, calling each other throughout the day while at work and sharing a caring and loving moment of romance. Number eight, how often they played. They failed to realize how often that they played table and bed games just before turning in every night to make each other laugh. Number nine, the closeness that they shared in being next to each other, whether at home or out in public. Number 10, they missed being best of friends. They missed that. Now it's all gone, and all they have left is a sad memory of the way it was. You know, Barbara Streisand not only sang this song, but she starred in the movie, The Way We Were, The Way We Were. And if you haven't heard that song yet, I think it was Memories. The song was called Memories. If you haven't heard that song, go to your YouTube and pull it up. Memories. Memories. And in this case, when you take Wallace and Victoria, they left behind a whole bunch of memories. Wallace and Victoria. And it's so exciting. I mean, what they had. And now they are apart. They're divorced 6 months and counting. And all they're doing is living a miserable life apart. So the question becomes, excuse me, was a divorce worth it? What's a divorce worth it? Why, another question, why does pride cause so many relationships to end and never rekindle? That's right. Why does pride cause so many relationships to end and never rekindle? Another question. Could this couple this issue and come back together? Will it really be the same if they did? Will it really be the same if they did? Number four, is it better for this couple to move on with their lives and simply get over each other? Is it better? Is it better? Can it be any better than what it is right now? Number five, question number five. Would you personally try to get your significant other back if you realized you had so much to lose? Or would you simply let pride stand in your way like this couple did? Number six, is divorce always the answer? Or is it ever the answer? So let's take a look now. Let's take a look. Let's take a close look at each one of these now. And tonight, we're talking about things you should know before you get divorced. Now, we've done a show on here, things you should know before you say I do. And we did that show maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. You might want to go in the archives and check that one out. But tonight we're talking about things you should know before you get divorced. Because, listen, it can be messed up. All right, let's take a look at each one of these just for a moment. And I want to expound on them. So we may or may not get to the phone lines tonight. But I'm going to take my time because for some reason this show tonight is very passionate, very near and dear to my heart because the divorce rate is so high. And if people could actually listen to reason, think about what they're doing before they do it, it may save them a lot of heartache and pain down the road. Because if you're desiring to get a divorce based on an emotional decision or because he doesn't take out the garbage, you may find somebody that doesn't even, you know, you figure he'll take out the garbage every day, but he won't even take a bath. You know, he might bathe twice a week. So I'm saying you need to really look at what you're dealing with. If you've ignored the warning signs and you just so happen to be in the, by happenstance, be in that marriage, and I'm placing emphasis on the marriage now before you get divorced, because you can't get divorced if you didn't get married in the first place. So let's take a look at there. Some of the things that they failed to think about before they divorced. Number one, how much fun they had prior to becoming all stressed out with their current jobs. You know, so that's an interesting one because people sometimes let their jobs get in the way. They really do. You know, you're out there calling yourself, putting in 12, 14, 16 hours a day of working. You're actually doing that. And you're thinking that, oh, I'm doing this to help support our relationship. And your relationship is suffering because you're putting in so much time when your significant other is simply asking for more quality time. And quality time doesn't mean just because you're home together. I don't think that that's what quality time means. It means that you actually take the time to recognize each other and to spend effective time with that person and being engaged. It doesn't mean just being in the same house. Like I've heard people say, well, I'm in the house with you. Don't that make a difference? Well, you can be in the house with a man can be in the house with a group of guys, or a woman can be in the house with a group of women, but it's something special when you make time, when you take the time and you become engaged. What are you doing in the house? You know, do you take some time out every day and say, you know what? Let's sit on the couch for about, you know, for a while, for however long it takes. Let's get away from our cell phones. And let me just look in your eyes. Let me just talk to you. And you talk to me. Tell me about your day. Really, tell me about your day. Did you have a good day? Was your day just filled with stories about when we call people idiots out there? Oh, this idiot on my job or this idiot driving. You know, what was your day like? You know, I really want to know. And then you're showing a genuine interest in that person's, you know, presentation to you, their delivery, because you care about them, because you care. And so with Wallace and Victoria here, you know, how much they had prior to becoming all stressed out with their jobs. So when you think that your job is the answer, when you think that that's the answer, that's the wrong answer. It's not the answer. Sure enough, it will cover the bills and it helps, but that is not the answer. Spending that quality time, taking that quality time, you know, stop coming home late for dinner and, you know, letting him know, listen, I'm coming home to you. Letting her know I'm coming home to you. All right? Saying, you know what, this is just a job. My life is with you. All right, number two, how romantic their relationship was. These are things that they failed to remember or to realize before Wallace and Victoria got divorced. They failed to realize how romantic their relationship was, even when their friends had no romance in their own relationships. I mean, they knew this at the time. They knew that their... We'll take some of the comments that will come into the studio as well. They knew that there were times when their friends complained about the lack of romance in their own relationships. They complained about this. And with all the fun that Wallace and Victoria were having and the romance, that is very hard to find sometimes after you've gotten out of it. Number three, it may look good initially, may feel good initially, but the lasting part, which what they had, and I think they were only just beginning, but they didn't realize that because they didn't give it enough time. They didn't. And that's what happens when people move too fast. It is. Let's take a look at another one. The intimate moments when they could make each other laugh for no reason at all. Now, that is special. That is special. Does your significant other make you laugh? Do they really? Or are they the ones who simply have expectations of you making them laugh? You know, and they're just boring, boring. Ladies and gentlemen, or lady or gentleman, if you're just always on the receiving end and not always and not trying to be on the giving end, you know what? Sometimes it will come that the giver stops giving. The giver may stop giving to you and may start giving to someone else. And see, that's because a plane can't fly on one wing. It takes two. So does it take two for that relationship. You want both. You want to, listen, go in there. And ladies, if you're bored with your husband, that's not good. Gentlemen, if you're bored, boring to your spouse, your wife, that's not good. If one side is doing all the joking and the playing and, you know, keeping you laughing, okay, that makes you feel good. What are you doing to make the other person feel good? You're just looking at yourself as being on the receiving end. I'm always expecting to get. You're in for a rude awakening because you know what happens? When that person starts giving to somebody else and they're no longer giving to you, then you're going to start to miss that. And then if they go on too much, and that's how cheating and all this other stuff kind of starts. And when they move, they lose their love for you, it can get to the point where they don't care anymore. They don't care. They don't care whether to be married or not because now they've crossed that line. They don't care. And they'll deal with the consequences, and that's why there's so many people divorcing. They will just break up. Because they figure, you know what, it was one-sided anyway. So you need to take stock, those of you all that are listening. If your marriage, if your relationship is one where you're always on that receiving end, you're not even trying to make your other one, you know, laugh or come up with creative and innovative things to do, that you're always just expecting him or her to do it all. You know what? That's sad. That's sad. I know a number of people who they complain about their significant other. yet they do absolutely nothing to make their significant other feel a part of, to feel a part of their relationship. They do absolutely nothing. So this to me is absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. So with that in mind, you need to think about that. You need to start today. If you're one of those that just sits there and you're not doing anything to entice your significant other, then they're going to start talking to somebody else. All right, let's take a look at some of the other problems. There are intimate moments when they could make each other laugh. We covered that one. Number four, the enjoyable little short trips that they would take simply to get away. You know, that's priceless. That really is. You know, that's priceless. This couple has got to be going through something, because now all you've got is the time apart that you are just sitting there. Yeah, you go through your routine, your emotions of the day, along coupled with your emotions. And then you're thinking, when you go places, you may go by yourself or with a girlfriend or a guy friend or even on a date. And then you come across one of the places or things or something reminds you. And that's all you're going to be doing. You're dating somebody else with your significant other in mind. That's what you're doing. You're dating somebody else with your significant other in mind, especially if you were in love with them. And even if you weren't, you spend a lot of time with them. But that's what happens to people. Before you get divorced, you need to think about these things. You're spending all of that time. You go out there to dinner at a specific restaurant because the person that you're taking out on a date, they wanted to go to that particular place. And it just so happens to be one of the favorite hangouts that you and your significant used to be at. And you try to find a way to get out of it. And it's very difficult to tell them, say, well, my wife and I used to go there all the time. And they're going to be like, okay, so what? You know, I like that place. I want to eat. We can just go pick up another one. But the fact that you're going to that same name restaurant or hotel, all you're going to do is think about the time when you were, or the times when you were with your significant other. That's what you're going to do. And then you will, there are times, especially if you're still in love with them, that you wish that person were there. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you how you know sometimes that person is thinking about that other person, because their mind will drift. And if you're saying something to them, they're almost like in la-la land or oblivious to what you're saying because their mind has drifted. That's how the mind works. It drifts. And it's drift, and then you laugh and say, well, what were you thinking about? They're going to lie to you. Of course they're going to lie to you. They don't want you to know the truth. And the truth is they have drifted to that old love. Because I say old love, but it's the love that they used to romantically care about. That in love thing is a very powerful thing. So when they got you out on a date, yeah, they may wine and dine you, but your heart is not into you. It's into where it was. And you may even be the recipient of the one being wined and dined. And it's just fun for the moment. But your life was with that other person. Tonight we're talking about things you should do before you get divorced. Before you get divorced. And if you missed any part of this show so far, you got to go back into the archives. You really want to hear this stuff, because I'm talking to you all out there tonight, and I'm doing pretty much all the talking, because I think that this is so important, and you need to tell your friends about this show tonight. Getting divorced, especially when you're in love, I know a couple right now that they divorced, similar to Wallace and Victoria, and listen, both he and his wife are both devastated. When I tell you they're devastated, they are devastated. They're devastated over the fact that, you know what? They're still in love, and they both have moved on. The wife has gone on, married somebody else, and the husband is living with someone, and guess what? This couple now, they talk to each other every single day, oftentimes in hiding. And they both have recognized that they're still in love. And one day, the man's significant other found out. She found out that he was communicating with his wife, his ex-wife, every single day. And this thing hurt her so bad. I mean, she was just petrified over it. And she called him out on it, and he admitted to her. And his ex-wife, you know, she admitted to her husband, her new husband, that she was still in love with the man that she had been with for a number of years. She was still in love with him. That is hard. That is hard. That's why sometimes you see people who are divorced, they end up going back together after a number of years, or significant others. They go back after a number of years. And they seem to have a sigh of relief, like, gosh, I didn't even get a good night's sleep while I was without you. Because that's where their heart, that's where their treasure is, and that's where their heart is. They love that person. They're in love with them. Let's take a look at our show is really going fast. We got 12 minutes. I got to hurry up. We're not going to be able to take some of the comments. We'll do a part two on this one. The thoughtful notes that they would leave around the house for each other. You know, that's got to be nice. I've seen couples do that on little sticky notes or sticky notepads. Even to the point where they say, I love you because you made me laugh yesterday. You know? So it makes that other person, when they read that, what did that make him laugh about? I wonder what that, you know, it keeps that romance. It keeps that flavor. It keeps that going, that excitement. What did that make him laugh about? You know, he's crazy. What did that make him laugh? Well, you know. Oh, I remember now. And then you start to smile. She starts to smile, and he starts to smile. That's what it is. The enjoyable little, and we talked about the getaways. Oh, those getaways are so paramount. Those getaways. I think a couple should try to get away every 2 weeks, even if they just 2 to 3 weeks, even if they just go and spend the night at a hotel sometimes. You know, that excitement leading up to getting away is paramount. The enjoyable little short trips, the thoughtful notes they would leave around the house for each other. That's right. When you're going in the bathroom, before you can even use the bathroom, there's a sticky note that says, you know what? Even if it says, I hope everything, when you use this device, I hope everything comes out all right. I mean, that will absolutely make somebody laugh. It just would. It would be like, you know what, this person is so crazy. When you can identify each other as being crazy, and you don't mean it literally, but you mean it figuratively, I think that becomes beautiful. That is a beautiful thing. You know, to tell a joke when it's, you know, it deals with nature. I think it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Let's go to number 6. You know, this is part of the sticky notes. But this one says, the little surprises that they would often hide with cue notes for the other to find that particular gift or surprise that they hid. You know, when you give them riddles or you take them through a maze, that you put something there and you're saying, you know what, if you walk into the kitchen, look on the third shelf in the refrigerator, and it's behind the broccoli. There's a note there for something I need you to do. And then now you got, there's this mystery, but it also brings an adrenaline rush. Because now it's like, what in the world is she, has she put in a refrigerator for me to do? And why the refrigerator? See, it brings that innovation. It gets that brain to start churning and thinking. And it's just like, what is she up to now? Or what is he up to now? You know, guys, this boy is crazy. This girl is crazy. And, I mean, you're actually, but you're starting to love it. These are the things that keep relationships together and make them worth the while. And these are the things that Wallace and Victoria, they miss these things. And you don't get all of those things with people. You know, especially now, let's say Wallace and Victoria now are involved with somebody else. And Victoria starts to drop these sticky notes. And then that new person is like, you know, I went in the bathroom and I found it very odd that you would leave a note or somebody, has somebody else been here today? And she says, why? He said, because it was a sticky note. Looked like it was in your handwriting, but I'm not sure. It was a sticky note or it was tight. And it says, I hope when you use this device, I hope everything comes out all right. You know, and he says, was a plumber here today? I mean, so they just don't get it. They don't get it. But Wallace would get it. Victoria would get it. You see, you got to go that extra. And now you're trying to explain to the person, oh, that was a joke. You don't get it? Oh, now I get it. It's not the same. It is not the same. Seriously, it's not the same as when Wallace and Victoria were doing it, because they were both in sync. They were both in queue, as they would say in Europe. Okay, now let's take a look. I mean, those little surprises. And then you have to go through 5 guessing channels to get there. Look on the third bookshelf in the office, under the book, you know, to serve with love or something. And now you got to look on that shelf for that book and look underneath that book. And you're like, you know what, who has time for this? But you make time because you want to know the mystery behind it. All right, number 7, calling each other throughout the day while at work and sharing a caring and loving moment of romance. And this was something that they both did. You know, I love you more. Girl, you're the apple of my eye and the cherry of my eye beam. You know, and she says to him, you know what? You're my towel that Charlie Brown carries because he can't be without it. And that's how I feel about you. I just can't be without you. You know, those sorts of things. And it just does something to just enrich their day, because now it's like, I can't wait to get home to see the love of my life. I've had a real tense day. And then he or she knows that they've been tense today and they've been equally looking forward to seeing you as well. And so now you've shared that caring moment at work. And when you walk in, it's like, you know, like the old sitcoms of the Dick Van Dyke Show. Honey, I'm home. You know, and it's just really nice. And they were, now she's got on that negligee waiting for you. Or they've got some pebbles all over the floor leading you to that mystery. I mean, he's got them out there. You know, it's so nice. And number 8, yeah, we've only got 4 minutes. How often they play table and bed games before turning in every night? You know, have they played a game of Chinese checkers? Do they play to make it challenging? Do they play for money? That's always nice, as long as you don't become obsessed with it. You know, do they play for some money? A dollar a game, 50 cents a game, just to make it interesting and challenging. Because you know what? It's not about the money. It's about just the excitement, the challenge of the game, knowing that you've got something at risk. Or play for taking off clothes or something or favorable that you want that night. You know, it could be a nice romantic kiss. We'll play for that. Well, they both probably threaten to lose so that they can get the kiss anyway. But something that the other person has to give up. They have to lose something and you have to gain. And sometimes it's in losing that we gain. All right, let's take a look at number 9. The closeness they shared in being next to each other, whether at home or in the public, even when you're going to bed at night. You know, there's a songwriter that said, having your body close to mine at night. You know, when you can sleep in each other's arms, the arms of romance, and just enjoy that in you. You just simply just get lost into oblivion. There it is, oblivion. And no return, because you really like that feeling laying there. And then when you're in public, you're holding hands, whether you're walking the beach, looking at a beautiful sunrise or a sunset, or you're just walking through the mall, cherishable moments. Wallace and Victoria, I know they missed that. Sorry, I know they missed it. And then finally, number 10, they miss being best of friends. How can you replace that when you no longer have your best friend to tell all your corny jokes? And they laugh even when it's not funny. To just tell your hopes and aspirations, your disappointments. They miss that. And I know they would. So in closing, I just say, was the divorce worth it? Obviously not. Why does pride cause so many relationships to end and never rekindle? Because pride is foolish. When it comes to love, you should just totally just eliminate that pride when it comes to love. Could this couple really fix this issue and come back together? I think so. Who cares if somebody says that they've been married, they remarried each other. If they know that it was worth it to come back together and set some ground rules, I think they can have even a better marriage. But that's just me. Is it better for this couple to move on with their lives and simply get over each other? No, not in this case, because that love is so powerful. Unless, of course, it becomes mental, physical, or abusive. And that doesn't sound like the case here. They just seem like what seems to be their problem was their jobs that led up to this. And so it might mean sometimes you got to make a change. Might be the job that you need to change to save your marriage. And then number 5, would you personally try to get your significant other back if you realized you had so much to lose? Or would you simply let pride stand in your way like this couple? I would say run after her fast. And I would say if it's a woman, run after him fast. As fast as you can to get him or to get her. Because once you lost it, it's hard to get it back. And finally, number 6, is divorce always the answer? Go back and listen to this, and I'm going to let you answer that one. Is divorce always the answer? Go back, listen to this show in its entirety, and I did all the talking tonight. After you listen to the show, then you answer that question. Is divorce always the answer? And you let me know. In the meantime, that's our show for tonight. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I trust that you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did. Tune in this Friday for your half-hour inspiration program. Of course, you choose to bypass this Friday. Join us back here live next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. That's a wrap.